So, Professor McCaig, we all know that the body uses electricity, like, for example, in the heart and the nervous system. But a lot of people wouldn't have thought of it having a role in wound healing. So can you explain that?
Yes, it derives from the ability of skin to separate charge. So skin or cornea or a variety of different epithelial tissues as sheets pump ions in different directions. So in the cornea, for instance, sodium is moved inwards and chloride moved outwards, and that separation of charge gives rise to a voltage gradient across the epithelial layer, which in that case is internally positive. Now, one of the pioneers of early electrophysiology was able to measure this kind of thing. So in the 1820s or so, Dubois-Raymond, who's a famous French electrophysiologist, he made little cuts in his fingers, stuck them into beakers of saline solutions, and when you connect that up electrically to a voltmeter, you'll see the meter moving. And so what's happening there is the normal voltage across the skin is being short-circuited by a hole in it. So you wound it, and the voltage that's normally across the skin is driven out through the hole. Now, that signal, it turns out, is there all the time that the hole remains a hole. Until you heal it up, you can measure that signal, and the cells that move in to heal up a wound are capable of reading and responding to that kind of signal.
So that gives us an idea sort of what's the history behind this area. But at a cellular level, what's actually happening when a wound heals?
So when the voltage signal arises, and it arises instantaneously when a wound appears, cells can sense and respond to that within a matter of minutes. And it activates their motility, they seem to move faster, they move in a particular direction, and as a coordinated sheet of cells, they are regulated and driven to close the gap.
So how did you and your colleagues set about studying this link between electricity and how wounds heal?
So we had been looking at both nerve and epithelial cells in tissue culture to begin with, to be able to work out what sort of parameters of electrical signals cells could respond to, how much faster they grew in particular directions when we stimulated them with the sorts of electrical signals that they might see naturally at wounds. And I guess we moved through from that to monolayer culture systems and tissue blocks that were excised as three-dimensional model systems of wound healing, and also into animal models as well.
And so I believe you also looked at the genetics of this process as well, and how electricity stimulated certain genes and upregulated certain genes. And what did you find out about that?
Yes, we did. That's correct. We had known for a number of years from other people's work that a number of these kinds of directed cell motility events were driven by particular second messenger molecules that were driven by or encoded by certain genes. And so it's well known in chemotaxis, where cells respond to particular chemical gradients, that PI3 kinase, it's called, one of the phosphoinositol group of molecules, and another molecule called P10. Both of these are responsible for directed cell motility, and that's really what's going on when wounds are healed. So one of the things we looked at was the response of tissues from PI3 kinase gamma deficient mice, and we saw that there was an impairment in wound healing there, and also tissues in which P10 was suppressed as well, and that enhances wound healing. So we have one signal that seems to be involved in directing cells, and another that kind of holds them back, that if we get rid of that signal, the electrical response is even stronger.
So what you were doing is not just making the wound heal, but actually stimulating something that would happen naturally and making it happen more effectively, is that right?
Very much so. That's exactly what we think is going on. So these are naturally occurring signals that most tissues, certainly all epithelial tissues, would generate themselves. And what we are doing is demonstrating that these are parts of the natural physiological mechanism for wound healing. When we can enhance them using a variety of ways of stimulating the electrical signal, and we can suppress them when we suppress that electrical signal.
So could this be used in treatments in future to kind of heal wounds quicker?
That's the hope and the expectation that, our approach to that would be rather than necessarily, there are two ways of doing that. One would be to directly stimulate electrically to see if you could enhance wound healing. The other way is because we know some of the molecules involved downstream of the electrical stimulation itself, we might be able to amplify the electrical signal. So, as I mentioned earlier, the electrical signal arises because sodium is moved inwards across the epithelia and chloride outwards. If we manipulate how much of that happens, we can make the electrical signal bigger or smaller. And by using a variety of mechanisms for enhancing the naturally occurring electrical signal, that's the way we think we would be able to have a clinical impact on using these kinds of electrical signals to enhance wound healing.
And I suppose the other thing that this research has done is given the area of research a bit of a decent reputation, whereas before electricity in the body has been sort of linked with Frankenstein and kind of dubious bits of quackery. But is this saying that actually there's something real there that needs to be looked at and could be studied further?
Very much so, and your comment's entirely appropriate. There has been a mixed history to much of this. There, I guess in the 1800s, 1900s and such like, there was a lot of quackery around, and there was people put in electric air baths and all sorts of things that would have absolutely no effect on you whatsoever. So that creates a bad impression for much of what is now a very serious body of science that is telling us that this area has been seriously neglected and perhaps overlooked because of some of that charlatanism that has gone on in the past. There is, however, absolutely no doubt that it is there is real physiology in here, that cells do naturally see extracellular steady electrical signals that exist over hours, perhaps even days, and that they respond very strongly to these, and that these underpin the phenomena that we see in wound healing.
Wonderful. So, Professor McGaig, thank you very much for joining us.
You're very welcome. It's been my pleasure. Thank you.